咁我一齐打开圣经嚟睇彼得前书。Now, turn your Bibles to the book of First Peter. 咁我哋今日咧就开始睇一个新嘅新约圣经嘅书信。This morning we'll be studying a new epistle from the New Testament.We just finished the book that James wrote, the book of James. 之前我们要看保罗写的腓立比书 And before that we were studying from what Paul wrote, the book of Philippians. 之前又看过不知道谁写的希伯来书 And before that we were studying the book of Hebrews, and we don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. 但今天我们看彼得写的彼得前书。And so this morning we'll be starting a study in the book of Peter that Peter wrote. 咁我哋圣经啊，新约圣经有唔同嘅作者嘅。The New Testament is comprised of books written by different people. 但系呢啲嘅书信咧，虽然系有唔同嘅作者，都系同一嘅教导。And even though the New Testament is written by different authors, it all has the same teaching and the same meaning.所以今天呢就我们看彼得写的彼得前书 And so this morning we'll be studying the book of 1 Peter We'll start our study in the book of 1 Peter 其实彼得呢我们是要认识这个人 是哪个 And we need to understand who Peter was 所以今天其实我们看彼得前书第一章第一节 And so we'll be reading 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1因为彼得是写了这本书又是写彼得后书 Because Peter wrote 1st and 2nd Peter 那么也都很多圣经学者认为呢马可福音应该都是彼得口述讲给马可听跟着马可拿笔写下 And many Bible teachers or expositors believe that it was Peterwho was verbalizing and telling Mark what to write when Mark wrote the Gospel of Mark. So, 如果严格来讲，马可福音都应该都是彼得的记载。And so, technically, you could say that the Gospel of Mark is actually another of Peter's writings. 因为彼得前后书其实他都是一样透过西拉去写的 And so actually 1st and 2nd Peter Peter actually had Silas to help him as the transcriber 因为人家说彼得前书的希列文呢在历史里面是差不多最好的品味的希列文和那些很古代那些好的文学有得相比 And so they say that the Greek used for 1 Peter is of the most excellent type of Greek, most eloquent of Greek that could be found, even comparable to some of the greatest Greek teachers of the time. 我觉得彼得那个加利利的渔夫呢就没可能写这样的希列文不过他自己讲是最后那张是西拉是帮他拿笔的 But even Peter said that at the end of the book that it was Silas who helped him in making his Greek more eloquent So 我们看第一章第一节 So let's look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 1耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太加帕多加亚西亚比推尼寄居的 Peter an apostle of Jesus Christ to the pilgrims of the dispersion in Pontius Galatia Cappadocia Asia and Bithynia other words, places in Turkey. 即是全部都是土耳其的地方。我一起低头祈祷。Let's pray. 主耶稣，我们多谢你。今天我们可以看彼得前书第一节。愿意主透过这个经文，透过彼得的生平呢，让我们更加明白主你的能力和主你的爱。所以我们将今天的所听的交在你的手里面。求主与我们同在。奉耶稣名求。Amen。这里我们看这个 第一節嘅時候已經認識到彼得點樣稱呼自己。And as we're looking here at the first verse, we can see how Peter calls himself. 彼得稱呼自己係基督嘅使徒。And he calls himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ. 那個使徒呢，我哋要明白係一個乜嘢嚟嘅。And so what is an apostle?如果是希列文的使徒的意思，就是一个被差遣的意思。And in the Greek, to be an apostle means someone who is sent out. 所以是彼得就是被差遣出去。So Peter was one who was sent out. 但是新约圣经是初期教会第一世纪呢，有使徒是有一个特别的身份。But in the first century, in the early church, there was a special type of an apostle. 在圣经里面是得12位使徒。And in the gospel, in the Bible, there are only 12 apostles. 因为是一定要是有这个称衔呢，一定要是耶稣基督亲自去差遣你。Because to call yourself an apostle of Jesus Christ meant that you were personally sent out by Jesus himself. 於是呢，使徒呢，就是新約聖經就是一個是親眼見過耶穌，親自是看到耶穌，耶穌親口呢，就叫你出去的。And so to be an apostle would be that you saw Jesus with your own eyes, you heard him with your own ears, and he personally sent you out as his apostle. 所以是得12位使徒，就是教会里面一个特别的身份。And so there are only 12 apostles, and it's a very special position in the church. 他成为12个柱石，是我们的教会的基础的。And they become 12 pillars in the church, like a foundation for the beginning of the church. 这个彼得是其中一个。And Peter here is one of the 12 apostles. 知道是保罗都是一个使徒。We know that Paul was also an apostle, 但是保罗呢，没做过耶稣的门徒。But Paul was never a disciple of Jesus. 保罗就是后期呢，即耶稣在异象里面是呼召保罗。And so Paul was, became an apostle after, as he saw the vision on the road to Damascus. You know,但是其他那些使徒呢，就是耶稣的门徒。But all the other apostles, they were disciples of Jesus Christ. 那我们看到这个保罗，这个彼得呢，就是耶稣的门徒，使徒。我告诉你，现代呢，没有使徒过。I have to tell you that today there are no apostles in the church. 如果一个人够胆话佢话你听我是使徒，佢系呃你啊，系异端，唔好信嘅。And if anybody comes and says I'm an apostle, though, you know, he's deceiving you. He's a cult. He's misled. Don't believe him. 系得十二个使徒嘅。There are only 12 apostles. 我哋可以被差遣，但系唔好称自己话我系使徒。You can be sent out, but don't call yourself an apostle. 我哋而家被差遣咧，我哋叫宣教士。And now people that are sent out, we don't call them apostles, we call them missionaries. So to make the big distinction.
这个彼得呢，其实他的背景是什么背景？
And so what was the background of Peter?
他是一个渔夫。
He was a fisherman.
他在一个地方叫加利利去那里住。
And he lived in a place called Galilee, near the Sea of Galilee.
那他有一天呢，他同埋佢兄弟咧听到一啲好兴奋嘅消息。
And one day he and his brother they heard some great exciting news.
因为系有马拉基嘅旧约圣经，知道耶稣出现嘅时候有400年嘅，系完全冇先知冇神嘅启示。
Because from the end of the book of Malachi until the beginning of Jesus, there's 400 years where there's no prophet and no revelation in the land of Israel.
嗰日有一日咧，忽然之间系约旦河嘅，系有一个嘅一个人出现咧，系讲道嘅，全以色列啲人东南西北就要去听呢个人讲道。
But all of a sudden there came a man on the scene. He was in the near the sea, the Jordan River, and he was preaching. And all of Israel came from north, east, south, and west to hear this guy.
因为佢话我嚟系要预备主嘅道路。 理賽亞的道路。
Because his message, he said, I'm come to prepare the way of the Lord, to prepare the way for the Messiah.
於是以色列人去聽他講，跟住受施洗悔改。
And so people came to hear his message, they got baptized and to show their repentance.
這個人是哪位？ Who was this guy?
他叫約翰，幫人施洗，我們叫施洗約翰。
His name was John, he baptized people, so we call him John the Baptist.
那個彼得呢，同埋佢兄弟安德烈呢，聽到呢個人，佢好興奮，尼賽亞喺邊度，佢要揾嘅，於是要落去揾約翰。
And so Peter and his brother Andrew, they heard about this guy, they were excited, they say, we need to find the Messiah, and so they went down to see John the Baptist.
如果你睇约翰福音第一章四十节至到四十二节
，If you turn your Bible to the Gospel of John chapter 1, verse 40-42, you'll hear what happened.
因为安德烈呢揾到耶稣，跟住佢听佢听见之后呢，佢就揾佢细佬佢哥哥咁安德烈呢找到佢哥哥西门呢，佢就系话佢听，我哋揾到尼赛亚。
那个尼赛亚即是基督，就是神差遣那个。
跟着呢带西门去见到耶稣，就是一见到耶稣，耶稣在四十二节说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法翻出来就是彼得。
And so Andrew, he found Jesus, and after finding Jesus, he went and got his brother, Simon, and in verse 42 of chapter 1, it says, he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus looked at him, he said, you are Simon, the son of Jonah, you shall be called Cephas, which is translated a stone, or Peter.
So, 这个初期教会呢，就是第一世纪的犹太人的，在以色列那里呢，这些人呢，就是其实讲三种话。
In the first century, the Jews in Israel, at that time, they actually spoke three languages.
是不是很奇妙？他说，因为他去到巴比伦的时候，跟着翻出来呢，他已经不再说希伯来话，他说阿兰话，阿兰话，是。
And because when, you know, they went into captivity in Babylonia, and they came out, they no longer spoke Hebrew anymore, they spoke Aramaic.
所以他日常生活他用阿兰话讲话，但是他又是宗教方面呢，他都是用希伯来话，圣经经典是用希伯来话。
But in their religious practices, they still used Hebrew because the Old Testament was written in Hebrew.
但是当地呢已经是时代变的，个都是要讲希腊文。
But at the time, because the times were changing, everybody also spoke Greek.
So, this is the word, which is Aramaic, Peter, which is Hebrew.
So, Cephas is from Aramaic, and Peter is in Greek.
Now, the two, whether it's Aramaic or Hebrew, the meaning of Cephas, Peter, is what it means.
And so, whether it's in Aramaic or in Greek, and you call him Cephas or Peter, what does it mean?
Satzai.
He's calling him a little stone.
So, Jesus said, 你叫西门，但以后你叫石头。
And so, Jesus said, your name is Simon, but from now on, I'm going to call you rock.
那我石，你又叫我石呢？
Well, we've got a rock right here.
那个彼得叫石头，但是他一点都不像石头。
But he was not like a rock.
因为你讲到石头呢，就是可靠的，坚固的，是靠得住。
Because you think of a rock, it's dependable, it's reliable, and it's stable.
彼得完全不是这样。好像耶稣来跟彼得讲，我完全不认识你，你以前叫西门，但我改你名叫石头。
It's like Jesus is saying to Peter, I don't know you, but you used to be called Simon, now you're called the rock.
耶稣说，我认识你的过去，我认识你的性格，但是你找到我，我要改变你，成为一个可靠的人。
In a way, it's Jesus is saying, I know your past, I know your personality, I know where you've been from, and I'm going to change you to make you a reliable person. 你知道当我们找到耶稣的时候，耶稣在我们生命里面做这个改变的工作。 Do you know that when you meet Jesus, Jesus comes into your life and he does that change in your life?
耶稣就说，我要改变彼得，你成为一个可靠的石头。
And he's saying to Simon, he's saying, I'm going to change you to Peter, and you're going to be a reliable foundation, a rock.
可能彼得又觉得，我和安德烈，我们找到尼赛亚，但是其实不是，是耶稣找到他们的。
And maybe Andrew and Peter thought that they found Jesus, but in reality, it is Jesus that found them.
是咪？好多时我哋去寻找真理，但唔系我哋寻找，系耶稣揾到我哋嘅。
And so often we think that we go searching, but in reality it's Jesus that finds us。
系咪？所以我哋见到呢个彼得，佢就要改变。耶稣已经知道佢嘅背景，但耶稣系要改变佢，成为一个新造嘅人。
And so Jesus knew his background, but Jesus was going to change him into a new person.
Now, on that lead to my Peter, 呢佢见到耶稣之后，佢翻屋企，翻到加利地。
And after Andrew and Peter they met Jesus, they went back home to the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣亦都去到加利利
，and Jesus went to Galilee.
所以我哋跟住睇到路加福音第五章，耶稣有一日呢就去到加利利海，系借彼得嘅渔船。
And so we see in the Gospel of Luke chapter 5 that Jesus went to the Sea of Galilee and he borrowed Peter's boat.
因为嗰晚呢彼得佢系成晚打鱼，一条鱼都捉唔到。
And that night, you know, Peter and his brothers, they were fishing all night and they couldn't catch a single fish.
去到朝早呢，耶稣行过嚟话要讲道，借只船当讲台，就是借嗰只船。
And Jesus came along and he said, I want to preach to the people. Can I borrow your boat? Use it as a platform.
于是讲完道之后，耶稣同彼得讲，你将个船洗开去，我哋再攞鱼。
And after he got done preaching, he said to Peter, he said, take your boat and move it out into the sea. Let's go fishing.
彼得同佢讲话：耶稣唔系啊，我哋辛苦咗成晚，一条鱼都捉唔到。
And Peter said to Jesus, "Hey man, I've been fishing all night. I haven't caught a single fish."
嗱，彼得熟唔熟钓鱼
？Did Peter know about fishing?
佢熟唔熟海
？Did he know about the sea?
佢由细至大喺呢个加利利海，系佢可能佢爸爸又系渔夫，佢阿爷又渔夫，佢又系渔夫。
He grew up at the Sea of Galilee. His father was a fisherman. His grandfather was a fisherman. He's been fishing all his life.
佢好熟悉鱼。He knows fish. 嗱，你钓鱼，你网鱼系咩时候去网鱼
？What time do you go to fish or to catch fish?
是人都知道是夜晚天未光之前黎明的。
And everybody knows you go in the night before the sun comes out, maybe at dawn.
是不是日头白天的时候有没有鱼钓啊
?And then when the sun is out and shining, are there any fish to catch?
大家都知道耶稣你这样叫我们做多鱼啊不会捉鱼啦已经辛苦了整晚没啦。
And everybody knows, Jesus, you're telling me to go fishing now this time? It's ridiculous. There are no fish out there. We wasted all night. We didn't catch anything.
我想彼得心想，我认识海，我认识鱼，耶稣你不知道你说什么。
I think Peter thought, I know fish, I know the sea. Jesus, you don't know what you're talking about.
但如果你看第五章，路加福音第五章第四节。第五节
If you looked at Luke chapter 5 verse 5
彼得说夫子我们整夜劳力并没有打什么但依从你的话我就下网了
And Simon answered him and said to him Master we have toiled all night and caught nothing Nevertheless at your word I will let down the net
即使话可能系敷衍耶稣，
可能耶稣你叫我就做，明知系冇用我照做。
And it's like he's, you know, he's just okay pacifying Jesus. You know, Jesus, you want me to do it, I'll just do it. You said to do it, I'll do it for you, Jesus.
可能佢心里边谂，诶，耶稣叫我哋做功夫俾佢睇，冇鱼俾佢知道冇鱼啦。
And maybe he's thinking, you know, okay, Jesus wants us to fish, and you know, we'll put down the net, and you know, we won't catch anything. We'll prove to Jesus that there are no fish.
会不会是这样的心态？但是跟着发生什么事？他摆低在第六节、第七节。
Look at Luke chapter 5, verse 6 and 7. 他们下了网就圈住许多的鱼，检验些裂。网验些裂开的，便招呼那隻船上的同伴来帮助，他们就来把鱼装满了两隻船，甚至船要沉下去。
And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking, so they signaled to their partners in the boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so that they began to sink.
你告诉我，谁认识鱼，谁认识海？
Now you tell me, who knows more about fish and who knows more about the sea?
耶稣还是彼得？
Jesus or Peter?
这个拿撒勒人耶稣，拿撒勒是山区的，没海的，但耶稣竟然是认识鱼和海多过彼得。
Nazareth was a city, a town on the hill side, no sea, no boats, and yet Jesus from Nazareth knew more about the fish and more about the sea than Peter did.
彼得看到这件事呢，他心里面有个感动。
When Peter saw this, he was very moved in his heart.
因为他知道耶稣做神迹，
because he knew this was a miracle that Jesus made.
他说如果这个耶稣是行这个神迹，耶稣是神圣的。
And he knew that if Jesus could make this miracle, he is holy.
于是彼得看到什么？ And so what did Peter see? 彼得看到自己的污秽自己的罪。
And so what Peter saw, he saw his own sin, he saw his own faults.
你看第八节彼得怎么说？
Look in Luke chapter 5 verse 8, what did Peter say?
西门彼得看见就俯伏在耶稣膝前说，主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。
When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
Peter saw all the fish and he said, I'm a sinner.
He realized that Jesus knows more than he knows.
耶稣是比他更圣洁，
and Jesus was more holy than he was.
耶稣不是普通人。
He realized that Jesus was not a normal guy.
但耶稣怎么回答他呢？是第十节。
And look at what Jesus said in verse 10.
耶稣对西门说，不要怕，从今以后你要得人了。
And said, do not be afraid, for from now on you will catch men.
耶稣没有因为彼得是一个罪人就拒绝他。
Jesus did not reject Peter because he was a sinner.
耶稣没有离开他。
Jesus didn't depart from him.
耶稣说不要怕。
Jesus said don't be afraid.
彼得说我是一个罪人，我不应该跟你一起。
Peter said I'm a sinner, I shouldn't be with you, Lord.
And Jesus said 不用怕，不要怕。 And Jesus saidIt's okay. Don't be afraid. 耶稣知道彼得的背后。
Jesus knew the background of Peter.
耶稣知道彼得的污秽。
Jesus knew the sins that Peter had committed.
耶稣明白彼得的过去。
Jesus understood all the things that Peter had been through.
但是他说，不用怕。 But he said, it doesn't matter. 你以后不是西门，你以后是石头。
And he said, you're no longer Simon, you're going to be a rock.
耶稣又告诉他，不 你要得人如得鱼。第二个福音书话要得人如得鱼。And in one of the other gospels, it words it, you will become a fisher of men.
耶稣就是要改变西门，成为一个新造的人。
Jesus is going to transform Peter into a new creature, a new man.
所以耶稣彼得就开始跟从耶稣。
And so Peter started to follow Jesus.
他成为耶稣十二个门徒其中一个。
And he became one of the 12 disciples of Jesus.
但你知道彼得的性格呢是怎样？
Do you know what Peter's personality was like?
彼得是一个很冲动的人。
He was a very rash type of person.
他就是不经大脑就是去行的，就是很多时候行错的。
And he would act without thinking, and sometimes he would act in the wrong way.
他就是会冲口而出讲错说话。
And he would say things that come out of his mouth that he didn't mean to say.
他成日都因为这样的闯祸。
And because of that, he'd always be getting into trouble.
你可以说彼得很失败。
And you could say from one perspective, Peter was a failure.
讲几个例子俾你识。
Let's look at a few examples.
耶稣刚刚行了一个大神迹，用五饼两鱼喂饱五千人。
Jesus just finished a great miracle. He used five loaves and two fish and he fed 5,000 people.
跟住耶稣叫门徒呢上船。他说我留在这里祈祷，你们上船回去先。
And Jesus told the disciples, get on the boat and go home. I'm going to stay here and I'm going to pray. I'll meet you tomorrow.
门徒就上船，夜晚风雷大浪来的，那船是行不动的，停留在这里，抛来抛去抛来抛去。
And that boat got off in the way, and then this big wind came and the storm came and the boat started getting tossed in these big waves and they can't move.
它向前又不得，趁后又不得，停留在海中间被抛来抛去。
They couldn't go forward, they couldn't go back, they're just stuck in the middle of the ocean getting up and down and getting seasick.
它全部是海上的，它是渔夫来的，但是它怕到会浸死。
They were all fishermen, they knew the sea and they were afraid they were all going to drown and die.
在那刻里面发生什么事？ What happened at that time? 忽然间，你想想，你在一只小船，没有这个港台那么大。
They're in a boat not even as big as this stage.
抛来抛去， being tossed around by the sea. 忽然间有一个人很轻松，很潇洒，在水上这样行。
And all of a sudden, there's somebody comes walking by,on top of the water, just walking by very peacefully. Dun, 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 dun.
你第一眼见到，你会谂系乜嘢？
When you see this guy walking by, what are you going to think?
哇！第一堂啲人即刻讲啊，鬼啊
！In the first service, they said, "There's a ghost." Right?
哎呀，更加惊啊嘛
！You're going to be even more afraid.
人可不可以在水上行啊？ Can people walk on water? 不得啊嘛！咁你咁嘅情况见到人哋喺水上行，肯定系谂住系鬼咯。
And so in this type of, if you see somebody walking on the water, you know it's a ghost.
耶稣行埋嚟，耶稣喺马太福音十四章就系同佢哋讲。
And then Jesus, in Matthew chapter 14, verse 27,
耶稣跟他们说，在27节，耶稣连忙对他们说，你们放心，是我，不要怕。
And so in verse 27, Jesus said, be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid.
Well, 耶稣叫他不用怕，是我的。好，如果是你，你会跟着怎样？
And if it was you, what would you do?
如果是我说，多谢耶稣，你快点上船吧，我们走。
I say, oh, thank you, Jesus, come and get on the boat, let's get out of here.
彼得是怎么做啊？
What did Peter do?
彼得就很大胆。
Peter was very bold.
他说，耶稣，如果是你，叫我落船行过你那里。
And Peter said, Jesus, if that's you,
ask me to get out of the boat, call me to come and walk over to you.
你够唔够胆啊？
Would you be willing to do that?
出船啊，行去喺水面上行，唔跌落去啊。
Get out of the boat and walk over to Jesus. Could you do that?
耶稣话好，彼得你嚟啊。
Jesus said, "Come on, Peter."
彼得好似冇事咁样就落咗船行。
你记得大风啊，浪大嘅，抛来抛去。
Peter said, "Okay, Jesus." And he got out of the boat and he started walk.
Remember, the sea is rising, the wind is blowing, the waves are big.
我唔知彼得行咗几多步。
I don't know how many steps Peter took.
Now, 如果你行第一步已经沉落去嘛。
If you try to walk one step, you're already going to sink, right?
彼得是不是行了一步、两步、三步、四步？
How many steps did Peter take? One, two, three, four?
但忽然间，彼得未到耶稣之前，他望到个风，望到个浪，望到个海。
But Peter, before he got to Jesus, he looked at the wind. He looked at the waves. He saw the water.
他就忘记了耶稣。
He forgot about Jesus.
他就沉下去。
And then he sank down.
他应该继续忘耶稣，是吗？
He should have kept looking at Jesus.
他一沉下去，
救命啊，我浸死啊！
He's called out to Jesus, "Help me, I'm going to drown." 耶稣做咩事？
What did Jesus do?
耶稣伸手出去，捉住佢，拉佢上嚟。
And Jesus stretched out his hand, grabbed him and pulled him up.
你话彼得系咪失败？
Was Peter a failure?
他沉下去哦。
He sunk down.
但是彼得识嗌救命，耶稣就拉他翻上。
But Peter knew how to call out, and Jesus pulled him back up.
彼得是很软弱，但是耶稣知道的。
Peter was weak, but Jesus knew.
在很多时候我们又软弱，很多时候我们是失败，
and so often we're weak and we have failures.
但你靠耶稣，你爱耶稣，耶稣救命，耶稣会怎样做？
But when you call out to Jesus and say, "Lord, help me," what's Jesus going to do?
他要伸个手出来，拉你上来。
He's going to reach out his hand and pull you up.
原来彼得由西门变石仔。个秘诀唔系佢自己嘅力量，系耶稣拉住佢嘅力量。
You know, Peter, Simon becoming the rock, the transformation was not Peter's own work. It's the work of Jesus in him, with his hand pulling him up out of the sea.
系耶稣系改变我哋，唔系我哋自己改变自己。
It's Jesus transforming us. It's not us transforming ourselves.
你可以用尽好多你自己的方法，你都会失败。
And you can try and change yourself using your own means, but you'll always fail.
是彼得就做得好，跟耶稣讲救命。
Peter did a good thing. He called out and said, "Help me, Lord, save me."
是耶稣改变我们。And it's Jesus that changes us. 彼得有另一个的失败，他有很多的失败，但我要举出几个。第二个呢，就是马太福音十六章里面会见到。
Peter had a lot of weaknesses and failures, but I just want to point out a few of them. And then the next one is in Matthew chapter 16, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 16.
在那个时候呢，耶稣带着门徒去到一个地方，跟着问门徒，那些人说我是谁？
And in this passage, Jesus took the disciples to a place, Caesarea Philippi, and he asked the disciples, "Who do men say that I am?"
那些门徒又说，你是尼赛亚，你是，不是，你是以利亚，你是哪个先知，你是施洗约翰等等。 And the disciples said, well, some people say you're Isaiah the prophet, or Elijah the prophet. Some say you're another prophet. Some say you're John the Baptist, etc., etc.
耶稣跟着问, 你说我是谁?
And then Jesus asked them, who do you say that I am?
彼得就很勇敢, 就是说,
and then Peter stood up and very strong in verse 16. Peter said,
在16节彼得说, 西门彼得回答说, 你是基督,是永生神的儿子。
Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
那彼得答得对的, Peter answered correctly.
他说你是神的儿子, you are the Son of God.
耶稣就立刻跟他说17节,
and in verse 17, Jesus instantly said to him,
Simon Bar-Yokna, 你是有福的, 因为这不是属血肉的只是你, 乃是我在天上的父子是你的。
And so Jesus answered him and said, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
So, Simon, 他是 有圣灵的启示, 他是明白耶稣是谁。
And so Peter had a revelation from God, and he knew who Jesus was.
那耶稣赞他哦,
Jesus is praising Peter for this great thing.
你可以看到,立刻彼得的头开始大了一点。
And you can see Peter's head getting bigger.
因为耶稣说,哇,你有福了, because
Jesus said to him, you're blessed.
哇,又大了一点。这个是神启示你,
this is a revelation from God,
大了一点。 彼得开始觉得,哇,我了不起,我很厉害,耶稣又赞我厉害。
And all of a sudden, Peter's getting this in his head, I'm somebody special here. Jesus is calling me blessed. I've got it. I got a connection with the Father, man. Look at me.
彼得有这种心态。 跟着你看18节,耶稣还说,
and then in verse 18, Jesus keeps going on.
我告诉你,你是彼得,你要,我要把教,我的教会建造在这磐石上,任间的权柄不能胜过他,我要把天国的约誓给你,凡你在地上所捆绑,在天上也要捆绑,凡你在地上所释放,在天上也要释放。
And I also say to you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
救命啊! 彼得听到的时候,他想到些什么?
After Peter heard this, what's he thinking?
哇,我是彼得,我是石头,教会建立在我头上,我有锁匙,天,我有权柄,我很威啊!
He's thinking, man, I'm the rock, man, I'm Peter, man, the church is going to be built on me, man, I'm going to be strong, I've got the keys of the kingdom, I've got power and authority, I'm great!
哇,彼得觉得自己真的很厉害啊!
是吗?
彼得听错耶稣的话。
Peter did misunderstood what Jesus is saying.
天主教又听不明耶稣讲的话,
and the Catholic Church has misunderstood what Jesus is saying.
彼得你是石头, 仔,
Peter, you're a little rock.
你看清楚, 耶稣建立的教会在什么上高?
Look closely, what is Jesus going to build his church on?
是不是建立在彼得身上?
Is he going to build his church on Peter?
我要把我的教会建在这磐石上。
He said, I'm going to build my church on this rock. I will build my church.
那个磐石是什么磐石? 谁是磐石?
What is the rock that he's talking about? Who is the rock foundation of the church?
耶稣本身是磐石。
耶稣要建造教会在什么磐石上高? And what is this foundation rock that Jesus is going to build his church?
不是彼得的, 是彼得讲出来的那个宣言。
It's not Peter himself, it's the proclamation that Peter made.
彼得宣告什么？
And what is the proclamation that Peter made?
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He said, you are the Christ, the Son of God.
这个就是个判石，耶稣就是基督，耶稣是神的儿子。
That is the foundation. Jesus is Christ. Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣在这个判石上建立教会，
and that's the foundation that Jesus built the church.
天主教搞错了，以为彼得就是第一个教宗，所以彼得在这个判石一直一直都要有教宗。
And the Catholics got it all messed up. They thought that Peter was the first pope and the church is built on the pope, and so now we've got to have a pope forever and ever.
他搞错了，是耶稣的，
it's Jesus.
好，彼得的头大到就来爆。
Peter's head at this time is swollen up so much it's going to explode.
他觉得自己好叻好劲，耶稣要赞他咁犀利。
He thought, I'm so powerful, I'm so great, God has just, you know, given me such authority.
耶稣跟住开始讲啲嘢，彼得唔会晒。
And then Jesus started talking about some things and Peter didn't get it.
耶稣问门徒，人哋话我系边个，你话我系边个，有原因。
Jesus asked them, who do men say that I am? Who do you say that I am? Jesus had a purpose.
因为跟住耶稣要话佢听，我系基督，但我要好快被交在外邦人嘅手里边，我要钉十字架，我要死，三日后要复活。
Jesus came and he told them, he said, yes, I am the Christ, but I'm going to be delivered into the hand of the Gentiles. I'm going to die. I'm going to be crucified. I'm going to go into the grave, and 3 days later, I will raise again.
耶稣就是问他我是谁，因为他要告诉他他要为我们罪人死。
Jesus asked them who am I, because he wanted to tell them that he was going to die for our sins.
耶稣一这样说的时候，彼得怎样说？
When Jesus got to this point, what did Peter say? What did Peter do?
如果你去到落到去呢个嘅揭错咗 ，sorry， 落到二十二节
，look at verse 22 Matthew 16。
彼得话：主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
In verse 22。Peter then took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord, this shall not happen to you.
彼得够胆是劝告耶稣，挑战耶稣。
Peter's head was so big, he got to the point he thought, I can rebuke Jesus?
那他带耶稣走在一边，好似话，即系耶稣讲过要死，可能好沮丧，好似好痛苦咁啊。
因为 Peter took Jesus to the side, you know, because Jesus talking about he's going to die. I'm sure he's getting a little bit sad and disheartened about it.
彼得睇到佢，我有神嘅心愿啊！我教导耶稣，耶稣你唔使咁沮丧啊！你听我讲啊！我系彼得啊嘛，记唔记得啊？我有天国嘅锁匙，唔会发生嘅，你安心啦。
And so Peter took him off to the side and he's saying, hey, I'm the rock. I've got the keys of the kingdom. You just told me. I've got the word of God. Don't be so sad, man. It's not going to happen. Don't worry about it.
你说彼得这样做对不对？
Should Peter have done that?
好拿命啊，耶稣的反应。
The response of Jesus is...very alarming.
耶稣讲啲乜嘢呢？睇廿三节。
Look in verse 23 and what Jesus said.
耶稣转过来对彼得说：撒旦，退我后边去吧！你是绊我脚的，因你不体贴神的意思，只体贴人的意思。
But he turned and said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are an offense to me, and you are not mindful of the things of God, but the things of man." Things of men.
Wow. 彼得的头这么大，忽然间，嘣一声，没晒。
Peter's head was so exploded, and then all of a sudden, it popped, the bubble popped, it's gone.
一口气，耶稣说你被圣灵启示。
一分钟后呢，就话你被撒旦使用。 In this moment, he said, you're the mouthpiece of God. The Holy Spirit gave you a revelation. And then a minute later, he said, you're being used as an instrument of Satan.
失败啊，这个彼得。
Do you think Peter's a failure?
你有没有经历过呢？即系又经历到属灵嘅恩赐，跟住忽然间又系好似被魔鬼利用。
Have you ever experienced that? You know, it's like the Holy Spirit's with you and then you just turn around and all of a sudden Satan's got there.
彼得有这个经历。Peter
had that experience. 哇，肯定想找地方捐嘛，找地方躲。 I'm sure Peter just wanted to crawl behind a rock or something.
撒旦退去吧。Get behind me, Satan!
哇。 原来耶稣要彼得知道，西门，你要成为一个石头，你仲未到。Jesus
wanted Peter to know, you're Simon, you're going to become a rock, but you're not there yet.
将软弱。You're still weak.
好，我们再看一下彼得。我讲多一次的彼得的软弱。
I want to share one more of Peter's failures.
因为彼得对自己太自信。
Peter was too self-confident in his flesh.
他以为自己是点,
and he thought that he could stand firm.
你看马可福音14章,
turn to the Gospel of Mark chapter 14.
马可福音14章,
the Gospel of Mark chapter 14.
这个就是最后晚餐，耶稣同门徒一齐食紧饭。
And Jesus was having the last supper with his disciples.
耶稣是对门徒讲明，第二次、第三次其实讲明，他要被钉十字架，要死，三天之后复活。
And Jesus is telling the disciples for the third time that he's going to be crucified on the cross, he's going to die, but he will raise from the dead.
但这次耶稣跟门徒说他要钉十字架，他加上一句在27节。But
this time as Jesus is telling the disciples that he's going to be crucified, he adds something in verse 27.
27节耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒了，因为经常记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了。
Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.
但我复活以后，在我以先往加利利去,
but after I've been risen, I will go before you to Galilee.
彼得听到这句话，在29节，彼得就好自信讲。
As Peter heard Jesus say this in verse 29, Peter was so confident in himself, he said, even if all are made to stumble, I will not be.
他说,众人虽然跌倒,我还不能。
Everybody else is going to fall over, I'll stand firm, Jesus!
全部人遗弃你耶稣,我就是站在身边!
他们很自信,爬心口,我行,我行的。 He's just, you know, just so confident in himself. I can do it, Lord. I'm not going to fall away.
耶稣根据30节又答他。
Then Jesus responded in verse 30.
耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，就今在今夜天夜里，鸡叫了2遍以先，你要3次不认我。
And then Jesus said, you know, tonight, assuredly, even this night before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.
睇彼得点答啊。Look at Peter's response. 三十一节 ，verse 31， 彼得却极力、极力的，系咪？极力的说，我就是必须和你同死，也总不能不认你。众门徒都系咁样讲。But he spoke more vehemently. If I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And they all said likewise. 系咪好自信啊，彼得？ Isn't Peter very confident? 你有冇试过自信啊？自信得滞。Have you ever been this confident, overconfident in yourself? 大家知道发生咩事？ We all know what happened, right?嗰晚耶稣捉咗彼得，跟住做咩事？ That night Jesus was arrested, put on trial, and what did Peter do? 彼得三次唔认耶稣。Peter denied Jesus three times. 耶稣讲会做，彼得话我唔会，但系结果彼得系点？ Jesus said you're going to deny me. Peter denied that he would deny him, but in the end, what did Peter do?He denied Jesus. 你可以说彼得很失败，你可以说彼得很软弱。You can say Peter was a failure. He was weak. 彼得还没改变，他还是西门，没成为石头。Peter was still Simon. He had not become the rock yet. 当彼得第三次否认耶稣，他痛哭的，很后悔，很内疚。When Peter denied Christ the third time, he was so...burdened, so sad, so guilty, he went out crying. 那时间差唔多完，所以我要快脆啲讲埋。Our time is almost up, so I have to get through this really fast. 耶稣复活之后，圣经两个地方话我哋听，耶稣先去揾彼得。The Bible tells us in two places after Jesus rose from the dead that Jesus personally went to talk to Peter twice.在路加福音24章34节 In the Gospel of Luke 24 verse 34 主果然复活已经显现给西门看了 The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon 跟着哥林多前书15章第四节 In the second place is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 4 而且埋葬又照圣经所说第三天复活第五节并显给司法看，然后显给十二使徒看。And he was buried, and he was rose from on the third day, according to the scriptures in 1 Corinthians 15:5, and that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. 所以耶稣复活之后，他先向彼得显现，后来向十二使徒显现。他向彼得显现做乜嘢？What did Jesus talk to Peter about when he appeared to him on that time? 我相信耶稣来宽恕彼得，不认他三次。I believe Jesus came and said, Peter, I forgive you for denying me. 我相信耶稣是向彼得讲，算了，你软弱过，你以后刚强。I think Jesus said, put it behind you. You were weak before, but you're going to be strong now.同耶稣复活 I believe that Peter and Jesus were restored. 但是跟着呢在约翰福音21章我们看到耶稣尽做一步 But then in the Gospel of John chapter 21 we see that Jesus took one more step forward to restore Peter. 在那天呢他回到加利利耶稣说你行加利利我在这等你 Jesus told the disciples to go back to the Sea of Galilee He said I'll be waiting for you there 他去到加利利第三节约翰福音21章第三节彼得就说我去打鱼 And then in verse 3 of chapter 21 of John Peter said I'm going to go fishing 跟着门徒说我们同你一起打鱼他又是打鱼又是见到耶稣在岸边但是他不知道耶稣 As they were fishing Jesus appeared on the shore But they didn't know it was Jesus 跟着他在打着鱼但是拿不到鱼 And then as they were fishing They didn't catch any fish 耶稣就问他你有没有东西吃啊 And then Jesus said Hey you got anything to eat 他说 冇咯，乜都打唔到咯。He said no。跟住耶稣话将个网撒喺嗰边啦。And Jesus said, put the net on the other side。嗱，即系渔船好似呢个舞台冇咁大，撒呢边嘅网，撒嗰边嘅网有冇分别？You know, the fish was not even as big as the stage. You put the net on this side, or you put the net on that side. Any difference?
你哋唔攞鱼啊？系冇分别嘅。You guys aren't fishermen. There's no difference. It's not that far.
佢一撒个网喺嗰边，攞好多鱼，一百几十条。
As soon as they put the net on that side of the boat, they caught all these fish, over 100 fish.
一捉到啲鱼，彼得记得嗰个系耶稣。
As soon as they caught the fish, Peter knew that's Jesus. 佢跳落水，游到岸边，喂耶稣。He jumped into the water. He swam to shore.
耶稣同佢一齐食饭。耶稣问彼得三次：你爱我吗
？And as they were eating breakfast, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
如果你留意彼得的答案是很有趣。
And if you look at the answer that Jesus gave, that Peter gave, it's amazing.
你看十五节。
Look in verse 15.
彼得说主啊是的你知道我爱你。耶稣说你为养我小羊。
Jesus, Peter said, Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, Feed my sheep. This is verse 15, the end of verse 15.
彼得唔够胆拍心口，我爱你。佢话耶稣，你知道。
He was not willing again to say, Yes, I love you, Lord. He said, Lord, you know.
耶稣第二次问佢啊，你爱我吗？
耶稣彼得又答耶稣你知道
Jesus asked him a second time do you love me
and Peter answered again yes Lord you know I love you
耶稣又问佢第三次
and then Jesus asked him a third time
点解耶稣要问佢三次啊
why did Jesus have to ask him three times
因为耶稣三次不认耶稣
because Peter denied Jesus three times
第三次呢彼得怎样你看看十七节
And on the third time look at what Peter said in verse 17
主啊你是无所不知的你知道我爱你
And he said Lord you know all things You know that I love you
耶稣就给彼得一个机会复活跟着给一个新的使命他为养我小羊
And then Jesus gave him an opportunity to be restored, and he also gave him a new mission. Feed my sheep.
嗱，我哋大家知道彼得跟住呢喺使徒行传好被神使用，大胆讲道，三千人信耶稣。
You know, in the book of Acts, Peter was really used of the Lord. You know, he preached 3,000 people got saved in one message.
佢又行神迹医病 ，and he healed the sick. He worked miracles. 佢又系好。即周围去传讲福音 ，and he went all over and preached the gospel.
彼得真系成为一个石头 ，and Peter became a rock.
原本软弱、冲动、失败、自信。
Previously, Peter was weak, self-confident, unstable, and rash.
之后成为一个可靠的坚固信得过的石头
But then he became a reliable, dependable stone
他成为神合用的器皿
And he became usable in God's hands
你和我与彼得有没有分别呢
Is there any difference between you and I and Peter today?
如果耶稣可以这样改变彼得，他可不可以改变我们？
If Jesus can change Peter in that way, can he change us? Can he change you and me?
我睇到彼得嘅生平，我好有鼓励。
As I look at the life of Peter, I'm very encouraged.
我仲有希望。
And there's still hope for me.
神要改造我哋，改你嘅名，改你嘅性格，改你嘅过去。
Jesus wants to change us. He wants to change your name. He wants to change your personality, your behavior, and he wants to change your past.
你愿唔愿意好似彼得，让神改变你？
Are you willing to let Jesus change you like Peter allowed Jesus change him?
一齐低头祈祷。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我哋多谢你，感谢你。我哋睇到彼得嘅系被你使用改变。主要我们觉得我们都有机会被你改变，我们愿意耶稣你今天在我们当中再一次宽恕我们的罪。多谢主，你没有嫌弃过彼得的软弱，你没有因为他的过去，没有因为他的失败是遗弃他，反而你一次又一次给机会他可以继续改变。主，我们都需要你一次又一次帮我们，是让我们有机会改变，帮我们 是破碎自己在你面前，帮我们能够是顺服你的旨意，帮我们可以放低我们的骄傲，帮我们放低我们的冲动，让我们的生命被你改造的。主，我们愿意圣灵是来充满我们，使我们成为你合用的器皿。我们多谢主，多谢主听我们祷告，奉耶稣名求。